This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day, and it's going to be such an awesome night tonight. What do we have on tap? Well, we'll wrap up all this Speaker of the House McCarthy stuff. Apparently, you have many questions and concerns about that. Well, then we'll knock that out of the way right off the bat. Soon off the bat, not right off the bat. At 10 minutes an hour or so, we'll probably dig into that. We're going to speak about history, child sacrifice, culture versus legislation. Which one does matter? Does only one matter? The FBI is there after Trump supporters and illegal immigration in a satanic neo-Nazi pedophile cult. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I was going to begin with the kind of wrap up of all this Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy stuff, but there's something I keep seeing. And I'm going to address it right now. This is a mentality of the communist thing that I keep seeing. And it's just something that you and me, we have to always get boned up on it. Continuing training, if you will. Isn't that what they call it? Continuing training? Is that the word for it, Chris, Michael? Continuing training? Something like that. The wife has to do this. She's an accountant. And every year, every so often, I don't know how often she has to do it, she has to go to training to keep all of her accounting stuff. Well, we, you and me, we don't think like dirty, disgusting, demonic communists. So we don't fully understand how they think. Now, you get it better than most Americans because you're an anti-communist, but most people don't know what they think. And even us, because we're not demons, we don't think in that way. So let's do a dive on this. This is a story that has been floating around for 2 days now. I have not spent a lot of time on it. I mentioned it once or twice, but I haven't spent a lot of time on it because I don't do a lot of politics of death. You know that. I don't do mass shooting stuff. I don't stand on dead bodies in politics. I just don't do it. It's something I've never really done. Ryan Carson. Who is Ryan Carson? You have no idea who this person is. He's a New York dude. He's a communist activist, hardcore activist, communist. And his girlfriend, and this is going to matter for the purposes of our conversation tonight, his girlfriend is an activist communist, hardcore, Black Lives Matter, the works, I mean, all the way. Now, I have seen this video, and I've seen the unedited video. I wish I hadn't seen the unedited video, but I'd watch this stuff because I feel like it makes the show better. And, well, I've seen the unedited video of Ryan Carson dying. The situation is this. I really do not want you, especially you kids, hey, stay away from that. You don't want to watch this stuff. You don't want to hear it. You just don't need that stuff in your mind. There are things you don't need in your mind. Ryan Carson is walking down a sidewalk. He's with his girlfriend. He's out on a date. There is a dude. It's a black dude. Looks like he's got dreadlocks or something like that. He's kind of far away from them, away from where you see it in the camera, but you can see him. He's not wearing a mask or a hoodie or anything like that. He's right out there, and he's obviously not doing well mentally. Now, Ryan Carson and his girlfriend are walking towards this guy down the sidewalk, but this guy's clear up ahead of them on the corner. Now, the last time I was in New York City, I probably told you this before, we had to go out and we had to meet with the suits and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of our dinner, we were walking back to our hotel. As we were walking back to our hotel, we saw some dude who was on the street corner yelling and screaming. And have you ever seen a boxer hit a heavy bag? He was doing that to the metal trash can that was drilled into the concrete on the floor, just heavy bag in the concrete. What did we do? We simply crossed over the street, avoided him, walked a long way back to our hotel. Now, that's not what happened in this situation. And this situation, Ryan Carson and his girlfriend, you can see all this in video. They walk towards the guy as he's going crazy, towards the guy. Carson then shouts something at the guy. Sounds like, it sounded like, are you okay? Do you need help? Or what are you doing? I'm not sure exactly what he said, but he shouted something at the guy. The guy turns to him, basically gives the, excuse me, charges at him in front of his girlfriend. Again, I want to stress this. No mask, no hoodie, no nothing. Pulls out a knife. Ryan Carson, to his credit, puts his girlfriend behind him with his arm. Tries to hold his arm out to stop a very bad, very violent man from hurting him. Kind of loses his footing as he's trying to run away. Falls down. This dude with the knife plunges down on him a couple times. It's over. Ryan Carson lays there on the sidewalk, dying. Bleeds to death right there on the video. Girlfriend standing over him. Now, that was what happened. The aftermath has a lot of people on the right a little twisted up and confused, a little bit confused. Because in the aftermath, people are confused about why are none of these Democrats and commie activists, BLM activists, Antifa activists, why are none of them expressing any outrage towards the criminal himself? But actually, the story gets even weirder. It even gets worse. His girlfriend, remember, she was standing there beside him. You can watch it on video. His girlfriend was asked for a description of the suspect who just killed her boyfriend in front of her by plunging a knife into his body multiple times. And the girlfriend said she doesn't have a description of the attacker. Nothing. Not tall, short, skinny, fat, black, white, not even what he's wearing. Told the cops, I've got nothing. Now everybody's digging into it and they're saying, hold on a minute. Is this woman such a communist activist that she's covering for the guy who just murdered her boyfriend on date night? And for the right, it's such a bridge too far. It's so out there. They can't wrap their minds around why. Because for most people on the left, right, and middle, but let's talk about on the right for a moment. For most people on the right, they believe that communists will only ever support communist policies up until the point it affects them personally. And to some extent, that is true. That's not a ridiculous thing. That's why we do the you voted for this stuff and all that stuff. But right up to the point where they voted for right up to the point where it affects them personally, they'll support communism and then they'll back off. And like I said, there are many examples of that being true. Look at New York right now. Hey, no more illegals. My goodness. These people are dirty. You see them doing that now. But what are you seeing here? Why? Well, have you ever heard of the Incas? The Incas, I-N-C-A. You probably have, at least in passing, you've heard of them. Who were the Incas? They were a tribe, an Indian tribe, an indigenous tribe for South America. Just think Peru, Chile, and things like that. That's the Incas. You've heard of Machu Picchu? There you go. Incas. A very, very powerful tribe in South America. All right. Well, have you ever heard of Capacoca? Capacoca. What is Capacoca? Well, you see, the Incas had problems like anyone else had problems. They had wars. You were always going to war with somebody. They had famines, drought. I about combined those two words and called it fout just now. They had fouts. They had famines and droughts, natural disasters of many kinds. That happens when you live in environments like it happens. And so they embraced something called Capacoca. Now, Capacoca, it involves oftentimes the chief's son or daughter. And what was it? Well, they would raise this child up. I don't mean a baby here. They would raise this child up 7, 8 years old. There are various ways this ceremony was performed. Then remember, this is not some nobody. It's the chief's son, the chief's daughter. The chief has all the power in the world to stop this. Then the child would be either brought up to the mountains and tied up so the child could die of hypothermia. This is a talking child. Or the child would be buried alive. Or have you ever thought about being buried alive? Just pause on that for a moment. You ever thought about what that would be like? Everyone has at least briefly had it flash through their mind. Buried alive? Yeah, Chris is over there squirming already. Everyone's had that nightmare. You wake up in a coffin and you're buried. I can remember like it was yesterday, a movie I watched when I was a kid. There was some guy who was buried alive. I remember the scene, and I don't even remember the movie. It struck that much fear in me. Oh my gosh, buried alive. Well, imagine burying your own child alive. Your own child. Or if they didn't let them die of hypothermia or bury them alive, they would just simply bludgeon them on the head or strangle them. Strangle them. A father to a son. Now, what does the Incas in this stuff have to do with some commie crazy nutball who is protecting her boyfriend's killer? I will explain sacrifice and balance in a moment. Now, for you, for me, you see what's happening out there. This isn't just a New York City problem. This is an everywhere problem. Now, as mental health gets down and down and down, it gets worse and worse and worse. As drug use gets worse and worse and worse, and both those things are happening. As financial problems get worse and worse and worse, violence goes up. There's never been a better time to get fast and deadly with your weapon than right now. You are not ready, but you can be. I am not ready, but I can be. Now, how will I get ready? How will you get ready? Practice. There's only one way. There's not a second one. Mantis X attaches to your weapon and allows you to do that practice inside of your home without firing a shot. You have to do it. I have to do it. MantisX.com. Get ready.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you that you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming soon, jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
All right, we were talking about this New York City activist who gets stabbed to death, and his activist girlfriend watches him get stabbed to death. And the dude stabs him right in front of him, and she sees everything. It's all clear as day, and then tells the cops she has no description. And now we find out that she's a BLM commie activist, and people are saying, what? Okay, that's crazy. Even if she's part of BLM, it's your own boyfriend. But then we started talking about the Incas and child sacrifice. You see, the Incas would take grown children of nobles, chiefs, and they would kill them. But why? In fact, let's talk about this in general. Forget about the Incas. Why is it such a common thing for religions around the globe, young and old, to require sacrifice of some kind? It's not always strangling your child to death, it should note. You know, the sacrifice looks different. Chris, do Jews have something along the lines of the Old Testament sacrificing of the animals and stuff like that? I know you're not doing that anymore, but there's still something like that, right? Is there something? Is there anything like that? What do you people do now? You pray? Yeah, well, praying is actually along the same lines, Chris. Good grief. Okay, but let's talk about that. Praying. Why do you pray? If you pray, why do you pray? Why do I pray? Well, because I'm out of balance. Everything's out of balance. I shouldn't say I'm out of balance. Everything's out of balance. Now, why is everything out of balance? Because I unbalanced it with the things that I do wrong. Therefore, I need to come pray and restore that balance. I mentioned the Inca child sacrifice. Do you know the translation of that word? Capacoca or capacocha, depending on how you do it. Sin or guilt is the translation there. You see, that child got strangled or buried alive because there was sin committed, and that totally innocent child had to be sacrificed. If you read the Old Testament, you'd bring an unblemished lamb and sacrifice. Like I said, sometimes it's human, sometimes it's lambs, sometimes it's simple prayer, right? A prayer counts as that. So why are those things necessary? Because everything seeks a balance. And in order to restore that balance, sacrifices must be made. That's not left, right, middle. That's human nature. In order to restore a balance, sacrifices must be made. I have been making better eating decisions at night. I'm famous for bad eating decisions at night. I will order Jack in the Box at 10 o'clock before I go to bed. I have been not doing that for a while now, months and months and months. Last night, I broke, and I had the biggest plate of nachos you've ever seen last night at night. Today, I worked out so hard I almost threw up. Why? Because I had to restore some kind of balance. What does any of this have to do with New York City or stabbings or death? Is that girl sad that her boyfriend is gone? Oh, I'm sure she is. I'm sure the tribal chief for the Incas is not too pleased that his son is currently buried alive in the mountains and dying. I'm sure he misses him. But for the tribal chief, there is a higher calling. There is something above him. There's something above his son. There is a god, or gods, I'm sure, in their cases. And those gods are saying things are out of balance, and that must be sacrificed in order to restore that balance. Well, you must understand that's how the communist looks at being a victim of violent crime. Carjacked congressman, this is a headline in D.C. That's Cuellar, the guy who got carjacked. He was asked about it. What did he say? Oh, D.C.'s two or three times more dangerous than the Texas border. He just had a gun stuck in his face, and immediately his first instinct was, man, we have to keep the border open, though. Forget about me in the car. Oh, my gosh, please keep the border open. The lady watched her boyfriend bleed out and die on a New York City sidewalk, and her primary instinct was to protect the vile little monster who just did it to him. Why? It's not because she's a Democrat. It's not because she's a liberal. It's not because she's progressive. It's not because she leans left. It's because she is already a religious zealot. She is a committed communist. And committed communists are religious zealots. And committed communists who are religious zealots are more than willing to sacrifice a boyfriend or two in the name of what the gods actually want. And for a communist, the gods want New York City flooded with violent criminals to murder, assault, and rape everybody. For a New York communist, that's how they think. That's what they think.
We have a brand.
Think.
New York has a brand.
And because that's what the gods want, well, occasionally, somebody is going to have to be sacrificed to the gods. After all, everything needs a balance, does it not? Everything needs a balance. You can never understand the mind of a communist, and you can never defeat him. You have no chance at ever defeating the communist until you understand and accept who and what you're dealing with. Until you understand you're dealing with a religious zealot, you will never, ever get it. And this isn't even, honestly, the best example of this. You want an even better example of this? I'll give it to you in a second. Before we get to that, let's talk about something. Let's talk about that plate of nachos I had last night. You see, I also had to have a superfood smoothie for breakfast after my workout because of, well, balance. And because I need nutrition. Because your dog needs nutrition. Living things need nutrition. Sorry, the plate of chips is not nutrition, and your dog's dog food is not nutrition. It's all empty calories. That's why it's brown. They killed everything in it at the factory. If you want your dog to have nutrition, you had better be proactive in providing it for your dog. That's what Rough Greens is. It's you going out and providing your dog with the balance he needs, with the nutrition he needs. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. You're going to see a difference in your dog's coat, his energy, his breath, the length of his life. Go get yourself a free Jumpstart trial bag and try it. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And we are We are having a good time today on a hump day that is interesting, that's for sure. We're talking about religious zealots and communism, and we're getting into all the Kevin McCarthy stuff, and I'm going to get into that actually in just a second. I wanted to play this, though, because we were bringing up communists and how they think, and how could a New York City commie, how could she watch her boyfriend die and then cover for the killer? Well, it's because she believes her boyfriend was a necessary sacrifice to the commie god. They are religious zealots, religious zealots, religious zealots. That's why the best example of this you see right now in the country is what these mothers are doing with all the trans stuff to their own children. This almost universally comes from mothers. Sometimes there's a, quote, man in the home, although I don't think I would ever call someone like that an actual man. But a mom, what is, just let's pause on this for a minute. We'll get to the McCarthy stuff. What is more sacred and strong than the love of a mother? If you've had a good one, and I have a good one, and I'm married to a good one, I see that all the time. My mom, forget laying down in traffic. My mom would charge traffic for me. It's your mom. That's how moms are. It's her baby. To this day, I'm 42. I'm her baby. She die for you. She kill for you. It's your mom. My wife's the same way. For my two boys, man, they're her boys. They're everything. It's everything to her. Protect them. Nurture them, care for them. Now listen to this mother. This was a long time ago. We played it on the show, 6 months, a year. This is a mother. This was in Louisiana. She was trying to get some trans bill stopped, whatever it was. This is a mother. Listen to this religious zealot.
And then I was Christmas shopping for them. They were 18 months old, and I bought one of those toy tool benches, and I was making the joke that, well, when one of them comes to me and says they're a man when they're 18, I can't say I didn't see it coming, just because they kind of did draw to boy toys, and I was just making a joke. But I am so glad I said it out loud, because I have that in my mind now, that at 18 months old, something somewhere was telling me what he knew all along. Sure, of course. Okay. But so when he could start talking, he articulated
pause
to me.
Pause real quick for a second. She has a daughter. I want to point out that this woman is talking about her daughter. This is her baby girl. Now, I don't have daughters. I have sons. And yes, I would die for them. I do know this. I'm glad I don't have daughters. Because daughters would own me. I know they would. I just could not even imagine what I would do for my baby girl. Everything. Daddy, I want a Lamborghini. Okay, sweetheart. Daddy, you'll start playing the Powerball right now. It's your baby girl. This woman had a baby girl. Has a baby girl. Continue, Chris.
Start talking. He articulated to me that he was a boy. Mommy, I'm a boy. Mommy, I'm a boy. And both of my kids did mommy, I'm a puppy, all that. It was very different. And we drug our feet on it because, what? You know, it's normal to not understand that, obviously. So we saw therapists and we saw doctors. And ultimately, we came to know what he has known all along, which is that he really is a boy. He really is. And I will be starting gender affirming care for him. He's been seeing doctors for years, and it is a very long process. They are very thorough. And
so I'm going to interrupt you just for a second. I'm going to give you a few extra seconds to prove that you can have it up.
Aren't they cute though? Okay.
Okay. So, I'm not giving you that much extra.
Okay. But full disclosure, this is a slightly older photo because now they are preteens, and taking a photo for mom where they both smile is like, not, that's lame. So now he is almost 11.
We got it. She was sitting there that day pitching hard, that her daughter be allowed to have her breasts surgically removed within the state of Louisiana. That is such a deep level of evil that I have a hard time getting through segments like this. When it comes to kids abused by their own parents, that's just something that I've always had a very, very hard time with. How? That's not possible, right? Well, it's not possible in normal circumstances. But if you're dealing with a religious zealot,
It's very possible. It's very possible. Ask all those young mothers in Carthage who walked their 7-year-old babies up to the edge and threw them in a fire pit and listened while they burned to death in front of them. For religious zealots, sacrifice is simply what is required, especially if it's something you care about. It is important for us all to understand what we're up against. And I say that because, man alive, are we just facing a jaw-dropping example of the GOP not understanding ever what they're up against. This statement from McCarthy yesterday, it's one of the more naive, jaw-dropping admissions I've ever heard in my life. Listen to these people. They have no idea who and what they're dealing with.
You know what's interesting? In today's world, if you're sitting in Congress and you took a gamble to make sure government was still open, and 8 people can throw you out as speaker, and the Democrats who said they wanted to keep government open, I think you've got a real divide. I think you've got a real institutional problem. It was in this room, after we had won the majority, I had become speakerless, and Nancy Pelosi came to me. She was speaker at the time on the...
Listen to this. I want you to... This is the part that's important. This is the part of the story. He's having this interaction with Nancy Pelosi. Now, let's pause for a second and let's realize Nancy Pelosi is not just on the surface, behind closed doors, in political circles, she is well known to be a vicious, bare-knuckle partisan. She will, if you're a Republican, she will cut your head off and hand it back to you. She's known for this. And she's not only a committed communist, her party is run by committed communists. This woman impeached Donald Trump twice over nothing. That's how committed and vicious this woman is. Now listen to Kevin McCarthy in this pie-in-the-sky conversation he had with Nancy and how he thought it was going to work out.
I told her I was having issues with getting enough votes. And she said, what's the problem? I said, they want this one person can rule you out. She was the only speaker to have changed that rule. I had the power to call the vote on her, but I never would. I lost some votes because of it. And she said, just give it to him. I'll always back you up. I made the same offer to Boehner and same thing to Paul, because I believe in the institution. I think today was a political decision by the Democrats. And I think the things they have done in the past hurt the institution. My fear is the institution.
But you told me you'd back me up. Nancy Pelosi, what? I don't understand. We met and you promised. You promised you would back me up. Communists don't back you up, loser. Communists slip a knife in your back the millisecond you expose it to them. They hate you. The same way you hate the base, that's the level of hatred communists have for you. They love your naivete. They love all these speeches about how we're here to govern. We've got to govern, guys. We've got to do the business of governance. That's music to their ears. They're never going to help you. They're not here to help you. They're here to destroy everything. They're including you. In your career, maybe the most naive thing I've ever heard. Nancy said that she would back me, and then she was gone. Good freaking grief. Now you know why they all need male vitality stacks from Chalk. Now you know. That is such, honestly, this is the next billboard for Chalk. I wish you could take that whole statement and put it on Chalk billboards across the country. I thought Nancy Pelosi would help me because I helped her, but gosh, that didn't work out, guys. Anyway, after that, I started my male vitality stack from Chalk. It gave me a 20% increase in my testosterone in 90 days. Now I don't fall for old, wretched, drunken hags anymore. Look at me. Pathetic. Go get on some Chalk, Kevin. You need it, buddy. Apparently the whole party needs it. CHOQ.com. Natural herbal supplements. 35% off when you get a subscription. Subscriptions are preferred anyway. They send it right away. You don't have to remember, oh, crap, I forgot mine. I'm out. I got to get online. Now it's another week. Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you that 35% off. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Let's get to a couple more of these Kevin McCarthy emails. I got a bunch of Portage on emails after that story from last night. apparently, I'm not the only one with stories like that. So we still have to get to these Kevin McCarthy things. I'll deal with a couple Trump things here in just a moment. We have to talk about the satanic neo-Nazi pedophile cult and many and much more still to come tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In fact, let's talk about this for a second.
Because I don't have really much to say. It's a story, the New York Post, it's a headline from the New York Post, and they're talking about this satanic neo-Nazi pedophile cult. The only reason I brought it up was every time I've seen this story talked about, they talk about how they finally arrested the man for gun charges. I'm glad we got these guns off the street. And man, isn't that revealing on the mentality of the left, how you can look at a satanic neo-Nazi pedophile, and the scariest part about that is the handgun he has in his hands. Wow. Doing well. All right, let's do I have a theory. Total pie-in-the-sky theory. And I have no backing on this whatsoever. Just a thought I had. A possibility. I won't even say theory because I don't think it's true. I think it could be true. You know how I've been worried about Donald Trump going to prison, right? I'm very worried about it. On a personal level, I'm worried about it. I don't want that for him personally. Run for president, become president, all that. I'm very worried about that. For the nation, even if you're a Trump hater, that's really, really bad. I have a theory that I think Trump might believe he's going to prison anyway. And he wants to make a good show of it. And possibly move things in the right direction on his way there. And this is the reason I say this. I've been yelling and screaming, as you know, about Trump making public statements about his legal problems. Because you should not do that. In a trial, you don't do that. That's not done. That's the last thing you want to do. You can't keep your head down, your mouth shut, you hire a good lawyer, and you try to get through it, right? But it's every day. He just got that gag order because while he was in the courtroom, he was blasting the court staff on social media. Just stuff that nobody has pulled before. And I saw yesterday, now the audio is kind of crap because he's in a place where the acoustics are bad. So you're going to have to lean in. But Trump comes out and just goes both barrels on the judge.
He's a Democrat judge out of the clubhouses. He's controlled and it's a shame. What's going on here is a shame. Our whole system is corrupt. This is corrupt. Atlanta is corrupt. And what's coming out of D.C. is corrupt.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order.
Sorry, Chris added that part at the end. Okay, so Trump's out there going both barrels on all the judges. Is he right about everything he just said? Oh, 100%. He's right about everything he just said. Is that legal suicide to continually get up and blast everyone in the courtroom? Yeah, 100%. Letitia James out there.
Trump's comments were offensive. They were baseless. They were void of any facts and or any evidence. What they were comments that unfortunately fomented violence, comments that I would describe as race baiting, and comments unfortunately that appeals to the bottom of our humanity. This case was brought simply because it was a case where individuals have engaged.
Yeah, we got it. He keeps doing this, making these public statements. This is, I don't even know if I call this a theory because I don't know enough to be correct about this. What if Donald Trump knows he's going to prison and he's just choosing to do this to kind of go in style? Does that make sense? Because if you thought there was a chance you weren't, if you thought you were going to win these trials, Donald Trump's 80 years old, or I know he's in his 70s, but he's been around lawyers and trials his whole life. He understands, obviously, what's smart and what's not smart to do legally. He knows that this is not a good idea, yet he does it every day anyway. I think I think maybe he's trying to send a good message on his way. Or maybe I'm just trying to put a, maybe I'm trying to put a smiley face on a situation that I do not like at all. I cannot stand these public statements all the time. It's either this. I say it's one of two things. This is my theory. This is my official theory I just came to on the air with you. When it comes to Trump and his repeated public statements that are going to hurt him in the courtroom, they're going to be played in the courtroom. They're going to be read aloud in the courtroom. It will hurt him with judges and juries. It will. That's not, I don't care about your opinion. That's a fact. It will. Okay, so what, why? Either A, it's what I just got done saying. Trump knows he's going down anyway. And if you know you're going down anyway, you might as well go down in style and call out the corrupt system that's bringing you down. Or B, he genuinely believes he's going to beat this because it's unjust. I don't, it's got to be one of the two. I don't know what the answer is. Whatever. It's all right. Let's get on to some more. Get on to some more of these things. Oh, but by the way, back to the Kevin McCarthy thing. I want to make sure I stress this, that Kevin McCarthy audio we played about Nancy Pelosi didn't help me, guys. So another thing happened yesterday and this morning, and people on the right are falling for some sort of a ruse. This Patrick McHenry, he's the temporary speaker. He kicked Nancy Pelosi out of her fancy office and Steny Hoyer out of his fancy office. Now, what fancy office? Here's what fancy office. Normal members of the House, they have offices, right? There are a couple rooms, 2-3 rooms. If you're a congressman, you have a 2-3 room office. If you get into leadership, whether that be Democrat or Republican leadership, you get better offices. Sometimes when you're the majority, you get even, well, not sometimes. When you're the majority, you get even better offices, majority leadership. I mean, you should see the speaker's office. It's absurd. Well, of course, because he's naive, Kevin McCarthy got in there and let leadership, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, keep their offices. Then yesterday, Kevin McCarthy does not get bailed out by Democrats. And so in a tit-for-tat teenage retaliation, Kevin McCarthy's friend, Patrick McHenry, kicked Pelosi and Hoyer out of the office. It wasn't some hardcore anti-communist move for the good of the country. Screw these people. It was a petty high school, don't get me wrong, I'm glad he did it. Screw those people. But it was a petty high school retaliation move is all it was. There wasn't some anti-commie thing in there. Don't read too much into it. All right. Wrap up the rest of this Kevin McCarthy crap because we have Bidenomics. This will be interesting. And legislation. Does it help move the needle? I know it does help move the needle. What moves my needle is having Pure Talk. That's what makes my needle go. You know why? Because I don't have to fund people who hate me. I hate funding people who hate me. And I do. You do. We all do from time to time. In a system where companies are totally political now, eventually you're going to find yourself paying someone money to dump on you. That's what Verizon does to you every month. You know that, right? AT&T, T-Mobile. But Pure Talk does not. Not only do I save a fortune, so I send them a whole lot less money, Pure Talk, they share my values. Their CEO is a veteran. He fought for this country. They love America so much, they hire customer service agents who are Americans, based in America. It's wonderful. To switch, it takes 10 minutes on the phone. All you have to do is pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's all it takes. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
This is an iHeart podcast.